You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
30 downtown, 31 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Police. Now, you and I have had this conversation, Rod. This song is a stone-cold Police ripoff.
Oh, this sounds like it could have came right off of Synchronicity.
Yeah. By the way, did you hear who's going on tour? And it's not Bruno Mars. Dana's going to have to get her her old KU outfits on because we're going back to the 90s.
Wait, Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah, he's bringing the Blowfish out with him this time.
Was it because Hootie didn't work out as just Hootie? I thought he was doing really well as a country artist.
He is doing really well as a country artist.
As Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
His mama named him Hootie, I'm going to call him Hootie.
Yep, they're going out on tour. They do not have a stop in Kansas City. Closest they'll get is St. Louis and Des Moines. You got enough 90s left in you for that road trip?
Maybe.
No, you don't.
You're right, I don't.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, what do you got? You got something over there you're really excited about.
What happens when a police department makes a mistake? And it's a pretty big one, Scott. And you are thrown in jail for something you did not do. Turns out you did not do.
Okay.
And you don't get an apology. They can't apologize because you're always told, don't say you're sorry. That's an admission of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story that just cleared, and it's a Tony Rizzo story, and we love Tony Rizzo. This has happened locally, and the man is suing the sheriff's department, and I want to know whether or not you think he has a case, okay?
Can you tell me the story?
A man who says he was unlawfully jailed for 23 days in Cass County because of unfair profiling and a botched drug test is suing the county sheriff. He is suing several deputies, and he is also suing, this is fascinating, the drug testing kit manufacturer. So what happened is they pulled this guy over. Follow me here.
Okay.
He had a legal driver's license, showed them his passport. He's like, why did you pull me over? Deputies were like, you changed lanes quickly. He's like, all right. They searched the car because he didn't have anything in there. He allowed them to search the car. Said, go ahead, search the car. And they found a package containing a powdery substance. The field tests came back positive, and we saw this in Leawood with the tea leaves, for cocaine. Turns out the actual test came back for, I think it was talcum powder.
That he was carrying around in a bag?
Well, I mean, you know, maybe he had like a DOP kit in the back of his car or something. I don't know what it was in. It was not any type of illegal substance.
All right.
But it took 23 days with him behind bars to figure that out. Now, if you go away for 23 days, Scott, for something you did not do, I would like to think that this radio station would do everything in its power to help get you out, figure out what was going on. They're not going to fire you.
Well,
let's just see how this plays out.
They might chalk that up as the last straw.
How many people listening could take off because you are in jail 23 days, even when
was
it
he fired?
Turns out, even when it turns out you have done nothing wrong?
Okay, couple quick questions. And maybe this sort of information is not included in the story. So if the answer is, I don't know, it's not in here, fine. These are just questions that popped into my head.
Mm-hmm.
Strange that you just drive around with talcum powder. I'm not saying it was cocaine. I'm not saying that at all.
You have talcum powder in the back office.
Yeah, in the office. I don't drive around with it in my car.
But if you had it in the car, it doesn't make it any less of a felony drug.
Fine. That's a fair point. Okay. But was it in a, and this may be an I don't know, was it in a bag or a baggie of some fashion?
I think it was in a bag. There was also laundry detergent in there.
Okay, we don't carry it around in its original container purchased from the store?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Second question. Who drives around with their driver's license and their passport?
I have done it. I don't do it routinely.
The only time I drive around with my passport in the car is when I'm going to or from the airport.
It took 23 days to figure out he had nothing illegal in his car. Besides the economic strain and incident for his family, for him, he has suffered ongoing anxiety, insomnia, and paranoia. The suit claims that his rights under the U.S. and Missouri Constitution were violated.
That's going to be a hard case to make.
Here's the deal. If they held you for 2 days, you can probably work that out wherever you work. 23 days, Scott. And you know why he was in jail 23 days? He could not post the $10,000 bond.
Which is $1,000 cash assuredly.
So that just to me even says he's not some big hotshot fancy drug dealer. If he can't post $1,000.
Okay, so what do you do with him?
There has to be some level of restitution in these cases where nothing is done wrong on the part of these poor people. That you remember the guy in Leawood? Lost that lawsuit. Lost the lawsuit.
Which I thought was actually shameful. But you also have to keep in mind, they had him half naked on the foyer of his home with a gun pointed to his head.
And lost the lawsuit.
I understand.
He did lose his job. Incurred financial stress.
That's a shame.
And so here's the deal. I'm sure any city or county is going to say, look, we did not intentionally say that we know this is detergent, but we're going to say it's cocaine. There's no allegation that they intentionally put him in jail for 23 days. This was a faulty field test.
If you mistake cocaine for detergent, you suck at being a cop.
Well, they mistook marijuana for tea leaves.
I understand.
Or vice versa.
And I said
Leawood.
The same thing regarding that case down in Leawood. If you mistake tea leaves for marijuana, you suck at being a cop. Sniff it. I've never even snorted cocaine in my life. I don't even know that I've ever really seen it except at a Pink Floyd concert on the back of some guy's neck. And I could tell you the difference between Tide detergent and cocaine.
Here's where he might have a case. And feel free to argue with me here. The suit alleges that the deputies and the supervisors knew that the field testing kits were unreliable, often inaccurate, and produced false positives for narcotics. Now, Scott, if you can prove...
Yep. If you can prove
I want, and shouldn't this be public record, I want a percentage of the false positives in field tests at these departments. This is why I was a reporter. Give me the percentages. How many times when you go out and you field test something that you think is heroin, does it turn out to be Cairo syrup?
It happens all the time. There was the people in, I think they were in Overland Park, that they were convinced were growing weed in their apartment, and they pulled tea leaves out of the trash.
That's the Leawood case.
I was like, oh, yeah, it totally tested positive. And then there was a case just recently where a woman was held in jail because they had these cops were like, she's got meth, big old bag of meth. It was cotton candy. It was cotton candy.
Which makes you feel like you're on meth when you eat it.
Yeah, but come on.
Was it pink? No,
it was blue. And I'm like, first of all,
somebody's been watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah, somebody needs to explain to these cops that's a TV show. But yeah, that was their thing. Field tested positive for meth. Really cotton candy. See, field tested positive for meth.
That's the bigger story here to me. And I am so sorry that this happened to this man who then lost his job and is now completely anxietied out of his eyeballs, probably looking for meth. He's so stressed out. Is how often does this happen? And I bet you it is so much higher than we think. And so for him, Scott, to sue the field test company is a brilliant move. Because the officers are going to say, look, we can only go on what this field test shows us. And then we have to wait for the lab to confirm it. If the field test is faulty, how many people are getting pulled over? how many people are being told you have heroin in your car, you have meth in your car, when it's cotton candy?
You're starting to sound like a libertarian.
No,
I am so proud of you.
It drives me crazy. I want the percentage. And anything, what is an acceptable false positive percentage rate to you, Scott? Just take in the state of Missouri.
You mean percentage that it's a mistake?
Yep. What is an acceptable percentage? And don't say zero because that's not attainable.
That's not reasonable. 5%.
Okay, I was going to say 5%. If it's less than 5%, eh.
So can the company that makes these field tests prove that there are, and I'm not trying to, allegedly, that there are officers who go, yeah, it field tested positive, that never tested it,
that just assumed it was? Or is there a way that you can handle it in a manner that will more likely come back as a false positive?
Somebody else brings up a good point. Why couldn't they, because it field tests positive for cocaine, okay, knowing that these tests are unreliable at best, why can you not steamroll it through the system, get it over to whatever CSI department you have, and say, we need these really tested, and we need them like yesterday?
Because they do not care.
They got a backlog.
A poor man in Cass County is sitting in jail for 23 days
for something he didn't do. They're going to care when
they
get sued.
What they're going to say is we're backlogged with rapes and murders and all of these other crimes, all horrible.
Why not bring a drug-sniffing dog in? See if the dog even reacts to it.
Because there's also an enormous human component to that.
576-7798. 576-7798. Hey, it's Scott Parks to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy. Let's be honest, they were embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile this holiday season. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. What sets Dr. Headley apart? He's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. And your free consultation includes digital imaging. This will show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is a completely pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com.
The snow's coming down, I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around, and please come home. The church bells in town.
Talking about a story out of, I believe it's Cass County, you said?
This is just making me mad, and it's going to make you so mad.
Where a man is pulled over, he apparently changed lanes too quickly. I'm not sure that that's technically against the law. Whatever. Maybe they thought it was a little swervy. I don't know. They pull him over. They find a bag of white powder in his car. It field tests positive for cocaine. He ends up going to jail where he cannot make bond, and He sits in jail for 23 days, ultimately losing his own job. The tests come back on the substances found in his car. Turns out they were a baggie of talcum powder and a bag of laundry detergent.
From the Washington Post, why are police departments still using drug field tests? The Miami Herald reports that a Tampa Bay mother of four spent 5 months in jail after a field test erroneously tested positive for oxycodone. It took that long for her husband to accumulate the money to post bail. It then took another 7 months before the state's crime lab showed the field test was in error. Here at The Watch, we've been keeping a running list of the items that have resulted in false positives. That list includes sage, chocolate chip cookies, motor oil, spearmint, Dr. Bronner's magic soap, tortilla dough,
magic soap,
deodorant, billiards chalk, flour, eucalyptus, breath mints, Jolly Ranchers, Krispy Kreme donut glaze. Oh, yes. Which triggered a SWAT raid on an innocent couple and their two children.
Did you say Lamar's or Krispy Kreme?
It was Krispy Kreme. Mm-hmm. A 2016 report by ProPublica and the New York Times found widespread false positives and user errors by police when administering the most popular of tests.
I knew those donuts were addictive.
Precise error rates are hard to calculate because some test results can be affected by variables like weather conditions, user error. But some studies have shown error rates ranging from 1 in 5 false positives.
That's 20%.
To 1 in 3.
That's 33.3%.
Even those,
check that, 36.
Even those figures are worse if you create an incentive for a police officer to want a positive result. This goes back to the human element I was talking about earlier. In 2009, the Marijuana Policy Project used the KN Regent field test on 42 substances that weren't marijuana. They were able to get false positives on 70% of them. So follow me here. They set up an experiment.
That's bad.
They set up an experiment. We're going to lay out 42 things that aren't marijuana. We're going to field test them. They got false positives on 70%.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. If you would like to weigh in, a false positive on 70%? Say what? 576-7798 to the newsroom and we'll stare it.
Farewell from D.C. More next.
Hey, have you heard about the new exciting Sign and Drive deal they have going on at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit? Yep, Sign and Drive any new Volkswagen for zero down and zero next month's payment. That's right, lease any new VW for nothing down and nothing next month. Plus, they're going to give you a $500 shopping card to help you with your Christmas shopping. You're going to love the versatility, the way these VWs drive, the safety features, and you're really going to love the service. Go in and ask for Christina, my car girl. You're going to absolutely love her. And don't forget, with all of the new VWs, they come with that 6-year, 72,000-mile transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. Hands down, the best warranty on the market today. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or check out their inventory online. We just did. Got our daughter a new car. Go to VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.
3:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Will Starrett. A military aircraft carrying the remains of former President George H.W. Bush arrives at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington. The nation's capital begins to honor the 41st president. A formation of Navy sailors and Air Force personnel stood at attention as the plane touched down. The sailors assembled were from the USS George H.W. Bush, the Navy's newest aircraft carrier. Lawyers for porn actress Stormy Daniels and President Trump's former personal attorney get in a face-to-face confrontation in a courthouse hallway in Santa Monica. Michael Avenatti, who represents Daniels, and Brent Blakely, who represents Michael Cohen, exchanged accusations in Los Angeles County Superior Court. Avenatti said Blakely represented a felon. Blakely shot back that Avenatti is a felon, and Avenatti pointed out he's never been convicted of a crime. Missouri and Kansas supporters are optimistic Route 66 is on the road to becoming part of a National Historic Trail. U.S. Senators Tom Udall and Jim Inhofe announced a bipartisan bill that would include Route 66 in the National Trail System Act. The route connected Chicago to Los Angeles and was an economic boon for small towns, including in Missouri and Kansas, before the interstate system. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time 3:32.
Hey, have you ever thought about the floors you walk on in your home, the floors your pets walk on, your kids play on? Hey, it's Scott Parks for Stampcrete of Kansas City. You know, there's a recent study from NYU that found the average carpet contains 4,000 times the number of bacteria as the average toilet seat. That's disgusting. Stampcrete of KC will put down a gorgeous stained floor that not only looks incredible, but is super easy to clean, whether it's your basement, your garage, commercial space. Call Stampcrete of KC today, 913-780-1300, or you can check them out online and see for yourself, stampcreteofkc.com. I recently had Stampcrete out to my home, put down an epoxy floor in my garage. I'm not kidding you when I tell you it completely transformed my home. I am absolutely in love with my garage for the first time ever. I didn't realize how ugly it was until Stampcrete came out and took care of it. Now it's gorgeous. Call today, mention my name or KMBZ, and Stamp Creative KC will give you 15% off your project. Stamp Creative KC, 913-780-1300, 913-780-1300, or online to see for yourself at stampcreateofkc.com.
Kind of a gloomy early December afternoon here, folks. We have a lot of clouds around. Our highs are hovering in the low 30s, well below average. Scattered flurries around too, and a chance for flurries tonight, a low 20 to 25. A varying amounts of cloud cover throughout our Tuesday, the high low 30s, and we're down to 25 by Tuesday night. Tranquil weather on Wednesday, the high mid 40s, and then a front coming in pretty quick here. A little rain mixing with and switching to snow by Wednesday night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
30 downtown, 29 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Start spending my money, call everybody honey, and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. What a scene outside the Capitol right now in Washington, D.C., as the body of George H.W. Bush is brought to the U.S. Capitol building for the last time. It is an impressive sight. John in Overland Park. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I was calling in because it's funny that you're talking about this subject today, because I'm actually currently on court-supervised probation and bail, well, because of a felony possession of cologne. I had a sample bottle of cologne that my mom gave me to try to see if I want it for Christmas. And they found it in my pocket and tested it, and it came back as morphine.
Do you want it for Christmas?
My lawyer said that I better share.
Now, John, when they told you it was morphine, did you reply, smell it?
Well, they didn't tell me at first. They just basically, the next day when I went to get my bail hearing, the judge said I'm being charged with felony possession of cologne, and I had no idea what that could possibly be.
By that you mean morphine, right? You don't mean felony possession of cologne.
Well, yeah. Okay. Sorry, I just got used to saying that.
John, what does this cost you in dollars, not in stress and anxiety?
I'm still on it, but it's so far, I think it's $24 a month in court supervised probation services, and it's it's $14 a week. And then UAs, which are $16.50, which are random.
But John, why are you going through all of that? Did the field test that came back positive for morphine, did it not later come back from the lab as cologne?
On the 6th, it will.
You're still waiting on it?
Yeah, I've been waiting for it for a month and a half.
Okay, so John, really quick, I don't want you to hang up. Can you just hold for a second for me?
Yeah.
Just hold for a second. One of the things, and he brought this up, and this is the most maddening thing about this, Scott. So he's jumping through all of these hoops right now because the actual state lab test has not yet come back that it's cologne. Okay? Are you with me? When ProPublica did this story, after a New York Times story on it, after a Washington Post story on it, the Justice Department came out and said the manufacturers of these tests need to tell authorities, police departments, sheriff's departments about this high false positive rate. They did not, by the way, warn everybody that there's a high false positive rate. The most sickening thing is that this report in ProPublica found more than half of those wrongly charged after a false positive pleaded guilty because they're withering away in jail. If you are poor, if you don't have money for bail, if you can't fight this, and John is a testament to waiting around for this test, your attorney's going to say, just plead guilty. We'll knock it down to whatever. You'll get, you know, time served.
And you'll be on your way.
And you'll be on your way. I'm going to say this again. More than half of those wrongly charged after a false positive pleaded guilty before it was proven to be cotton candy or tea leaves or cologne. it just the fallout from this is really, it's astounding to me, John, that this is going on, and I want to know the false positive percentage rate.
See, I have no idea what the rate is, but I've never thought I would possibly be in this situation. And it clearly states that all court supervision costs are non-refundable.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to get your money back.
Oh, no. No, not for bail, not for court supervision.
You swear on everything that's holy that everything. It was a little test bottle of cologne. You were not driving around.
I would love to bring in the paperwork to you guys.
Okay.
Are
you going to sue?
I can't. I mean, for what? It's a false positive. I'll spend more money and probably not win.
When does the state lab test, when is it expected to come back, John? Do you have any idea?
On the 6th.
On the 6th?
Yeah, that's my court date, on Thursday. So,
is it possible?
It was on the 13th, but yeah. They moved it.
Is it possible that they have the result and they just haven't told you, or are you being told you'll find out on the 6th?
You know, honestly, I've talked about it with my friends, and I said they probably got the result and said, no way, test it again. I mean, I have no results. My lawyer does not have any results, and he would be able to get them quickly.
What's he charging you?
Well, he's actually a friend, so.
So he's helping you. And John, just so I'm curious, and not that this, it really doesn't matter one way or the other, but you don't have a string of 10 other felony drug convictions in your past that would have led them to think, well, he's been down this road before?
No, never. I've actually been arrested when I was younger, when I was a kid, for not paying a speeding ticket. That was it.
And that was it?
Yep.
Well, John, I am sorry this happened to you. I'm going to have you hold the line. I want Rod to get your information for me because we want to know what happens to you on the 6th. Would you just hang
Absolutely.
On for a second? Rod's going to get your number.
Yeah.
And John, thank you for the call. I'm telling you, everyone should be outraged that this is happening. And John is not alone. I am telling you right now, John is not alone.
Let's go to Natasha in Lee's Summit. Natasha, hello.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm sorry that you're now at a much deeper part of the conversation, but I wanted to let you know, just kind of bring to light really fast. If you probably haven't had a kid in a while, so you haven't had the baby powder containers or the talcum powder containers, but they're terribly made. And so I always put them in a bag because the container, if you don't twist it right, it bumps all over the place. And it just makes a huge mess. So you contain the mess by putting it in a baggie. And if, you know, you run out and you toss the container because it was empty, I would probably still keep the bag and just put my new one in there, reminding me I need to put a new one in the baby bag.
Natasha, I'm telling you, I know this sounds paranoid and crazy. I would not keep talcum powder in a bag in your baby. I wouldn't do it because I don't trust these tests.
Well, not now. Goodness, listening to all of this craziness. But, I mean, just something as simple as that. I mean, that's a normal thing. You know,
why not just get the travel size stuff?
It's the same thing. It's the same container. It's made the exact same way, no matter what. I mean, I literally right now could shoot you a text, and I have it in my toolkit right now.
In a baggie or in a travel container?
Well, it's in the little travel container. But I know for a fact of times where I've ran out, and you know I threw the container away, and I didn't have time to buy a new container, and so I knew I was going to need some in my toolkit, and so I just grabbed from the big container and threw it in a bag and kept on rolling.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Well, again, I agree with you so much. You know, if these kits are going to, and I drive fast, so.
And you drive fast. Natasha, don't be speeding with talcum powder in that baby bag.
I remember one time my husband had the Lewisburg Cider root beer bottle. And they, you know, just looking at it in the car, he had like an entire case and had a couple open.
Yeah, it looks like a beer bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They sat there for 20 minutes until backup came, and then backup came, and he was like, what is happening? And it was, you know, a root beer bottle. So you have to be smart, but, I mean, there's no reason. When you have such a high percentage of test kits that are failing, and why, if they know that they're failing like that, why are they being used, or why are they at least not expediting those
right
tests?
And I agree with you, Natasha, but here's why I'm going to tell you this is happening. There has been no successful class action lawsuit, and there needs to be. There needs to be. And so you might look at this one case where this happened in Cass County and they go, oh God, it sucks to be that guy. And I saw that on the text line. Somebody said, look, why is it the officer's fault that this was false? When you start looking, you got to hover up here. You got to hover up here. Don't look down on the ground. Look up here. And when you start looking at the number of people being put through this situation over something that is not working and there's no apology, you aren't going to get your money back. Hopefully you have a sympathetic employer who will say, look, we're not going to fire you. We'll give you a couple weeks to get this figured out. This is wrong.
Okay, I do not disagree with you. I have to play the devil's advocate for a second because nobody else is willing to do it. All right? A small bag of talcum powder. A small test bottle of cologne. I'm not saying either one of those callers was not telling us the truth.
Okay.
However, just to play the devil's advocate, don't start yelling at me on the text line. I'm just trying to present a possible other side.
Okay.
Why were those items found in the first place? If you pull me over for speeding, and I have been pulled over for speeding, I'm not the best dresser in the world, and I haven't shaved in 2 years.
You look a little rough.
Thank you. Not one time since I've been pulled over, or when I'm pulled over, do they say, we want to search your car. What was I doing? Well, we think you were speeding. Well, I wasn't. Yes, you were. Okay, fine. Here's my license. Here's my insurance. They go back to the car. They come back. They either give me a ticket, which is more often than not, or they give me a warning. And I'm just speaking of the last 20 years. Not one time have they ever said, get out of the car. We're going to search your car for speeding. So if I had a small thing of cologne, am I leaving it on the seat?
Do you know how much crap I have in the center console of that car, in the glove box, and okay, in my trunk?
Oh, okay. Again, I'm just offering an alternative.
Do you know what would be in my car now? And now that I'm looking at this list of all of the false positives, there would be glitter back there because I went to the West Bottoms on Saturday and bought some Christmas stuff. You know, we all have just accumulated stuff in our cars.
I'm just trying to offer another side of the discussion. That's all I'm trying to do.
And I want to be clear because I have police officer friends listening saying, we haven't had this problem. I'm not necessarily saying this is a police department's fault. This goes back to the testing mechanism. And if, in fact, the false positives are as high as some of these reports suggest, we shouldn't be using them. At the very least, Scott, you don't put these people in jail until you know. Please just be sure. If it's heroin, wait until that state test comes back and then go put them in jail.
576-7798, 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You know, I told you I wandered all over the state of Hawaii in my Rothy's. I was showing my girlfriends during the Chiefs game over the weekend my shoes. They said, where did you get those? I said, Rothy's.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S.com. Hands down, the most comfortable flat you will ever wear. They look good. If you are on your feet all day, if you're a real estate agent, my nurses, check out Rothy's. They are so comfortable, but they look amazing. You really can dress them up for anything. Work, a night out on the town. Heck, if you want to mow the lawn in them, I did that last weekend as well. All you have to do is go to Rothy's.com.
Right now at Rothy's, they have an amazing deal for listeners of Dana and Parks who use the code word Dana to get free shipping with no minimum. Just go to Rothy's.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S.com. Enter the code word Dana to get your amazing shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, sustainable, and free shipping. Give the gift that she will thank you for one step at a time. Rothy's.com, your promo code Dana. Get this deal while it lasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.